you may learn just to not take offense. But what if that person continues to offend? Wouldn't it be better to give feedback to help that person? So you would go to that person and build a sufficient relationship in the right, appropriate kind of environment where you could give the feedback. Otherwise, this thing can go on and fester and get worse. And consequently, relationships deteriorate. They don't take them as seriously. And the sad thing is when we do it in our own family life, realizing that people can change and grow, and just like you and I have made mistakes, and we want to have the opportunity to change and grow and to be perceived in a new light, so do other people. But the reason why we don't do that is because our security comes too much from how we're treated. Well, then people get easily offended, and then they get into prejudices and labels and cutting humor and sarcasm and cynicism. What's that? It's just the emotional, mental defenses to protect people against being open and vulnerable. Because people don't learn to forgive and to start a new day and to give people a new chance. They hold grudges. They protect and get defensive. This really undermines the development of a beautiful family culture. That is why, in addition to our own kind of apology and changing ourselves, we need to let it go, to forgive,